Let's have a look at your capital city weather forecast for the rest of this Friday afternoon. And Brisbane, a sunny one. You've done it. You've hit your top temperature of 22. Congratulations. A sunny one also for Sydney, 21. You've hit your top as well. Hoo-hoo, two for two. Canberra, you've reached your top temperature of 15, a mostly sunny one in the nation's capital. Melbourne, a possible light shower, 15 the top. You're just shy of 14 right now. Hobart, a possible shower, 16 degrees. You've reached your maximum on the Apple Isle. Adelaide, a shower or two, 15. You've reached your top temperature also. Perth, sunny, heading for 22. It's 21 and loose change at the moment. And Darwin, tops of 33, mostly sunny, 29.5 degrees now. So just shy of 30, let's say. You are listening to ABC News Radio. After the news, I'll take you to Newcastle to see how restrictions in the Hunter region are going. But time now for a news bulletin.
ABC News with Anna Pikett. The New South Wales government says its contact tracing team has expanded by 60% in the last month as concerns grow they've reached capacity. It comes as the state records 291 new COVID cases. The Premier says she's assured the resources are there and teams have been boosted by several hundred people, including support from the Australian Defence Force. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says contact tracers need public assistance to ensure the process can work effectively.
It's not that easy to simply be critical of the time that it's taken because it's quite complex. And as you'd expect with any system that operates in a human environment, people sometimes are forgetful, sometimes deliberately forgetful.
Staying in New South Wales, and a major shopping centre in Newcastle says there was a serious risk of COVID transmission at its shops last week. It comes as the region recorded two new infections, as Bindi Bryce reports.
Charlestown Square says a COVID positive person went shopping between 3pm and 5pm last Thursday. It sent out a list of 11 exposure sites, and anyone who was at those stores at the listed times is a close contact. Those people must get tested and isolate. There were two new infections announced in the region today. Both are linked to the cases from yesterday. Newcastle and the Hunter Valley remains in lockdown until August the 12th.
The Victorian opposition says the state government isn't providing enough business support for traders suffering during a sixth lockdown. It comes as today six new local cases were recorded, all of which were infectious while in the community. A $400 million package has been announced for Victorian businesses that will be jointly funded by the federal and state governments. Almost 100,000 eligible businesses will receive automatic payments. Opposition leader Michael O'Brien says many traders are hundreds of thousands of dollars out of pocket.
When you call a lockdown with 4 hours notice, all that stock that's been bought goes into the bin. All those staff that have been engaged can't be hired. This has got a massive impact on people's lives. They certainly aren't providing enough support.
Tasmania has recorded no new COVID infections after the state yesterday ended its seven-month-long streak without a case in quarantine. Adam Langenberg reports.
The state yesterday had its first case since December when a New South Wales man who travelled to Launceston via Melbourne tested positive in hotel quarantine. The man was allowed to return to New South Wales before his positive result was known, but travelled directly to the Launceston airport. Premier Peter Gutwin says more than 1,600 tests were conducted yesterday, with all results expected back over the weekend. Health authorities are still trying to get in touch with about 20 close contacts, while people who are on the same floor of hotel quarantine have all tested negative.
Data from the Department of Foreign Affairs shows 54 Australian citizens have died from COVID-19 while abroad. The deaths have occurred on every continent, including in nations hit hardest by the pandemic. The ABC understands three people were registered with the department as seeking help to return home when they died. Citizenship expert and University of Canberra professor Kim Rumidstein says Australians have a right to return home.
There are certainly measures with a Western liberal democracy like Australia, which is a wealthy country that has the capacity to kick in and draw on the expertise around the country. It's not simple, but it is possible. And that's what we obviously want our governments to be doing for citizens wherever they are, whether they're in Australia or outside of Australia.
President Joe Biden has told Pacific Island leaders that the United States will dramatically cut emissions in order to fight climate change. Here's Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.
Joe Biden's address to the Pacific Islands Forum leaders has some significance. It's the first time a sitting US president has addressed or attended the meeting. Mr. Biden told the virtual gathering that climate change would cost lives around the world unless all countries took action.
The United States is committed to dramatically reducing our emissions by 2030.
He also says that the US is donating millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses without any strings attached. That's a clear dig at China. Beijing has also provided millions of vaccines around the world, but the US says many of those donations come with political conditions.
Turning to sports news, and Australia has taken the silver medal in the women's beach volleyball after losing in the gold medal playoff against the USA at the Tokyo Olympics. The Aussie duo lost 21-15, 21-16. You're up to date with the latest from ABC News.
Thanks, Anna. You're listening to